Hey, we're back.
Yes, we are, bruh. I wish that we did just 2 seconds of pre-recording because I always come on laughing and I swear to God, yo.
It's not your fault either.
Bruh. Oh, welcome back, y'all. You know what it is. Afro Movie Review, the podcast.
Yeah. Let me see if I can get Look at me already messing up because I was like, oh, it's not ready. Look at us. We was like, oh, we ready. It's in there cracking up. Look at us fucking up. There you go.
Yeah, but you know what that means. It means that it's us. It's Afro Movie Review, the podcast.
The podcast. And the voice you hear is shit, what's my name? Keats. Dave and pronouns, Afro Movie Review, your favorite trans podcaster. And with me, my co-host.
Yo, yo, it's Mo, she, her pronouns, the chocolate chip podcaster and Afro Movie Reviewer.
Yes.
It's the fact that I'm laughing so hard that I have to hold my cheeks inward. Like I'm puckering them like a fish and holding them in between speaking because my cheeks hurt and the back of my head is burning. Because this is episode 57 of season 5. And it is a very special episode that is near and dear to us because this is a Beyonce episode to celebrate her birthday. Yeah. But this
we've been to the concert. We're not wearing silver.
We've gone to the concert. We're not doing silver for you, babe. So we decided to do something else, which,
we're doing a merry fuck kill with the Beyonce album.
The whole the Beyonce discography from 2003 to 2022, we gonna run through and we are going to go.
I really just want to see your list, babe.
I'm
excited.
I'm excited to see yours, but I also feel like I am going to cry laughing. Is what's gonna happen.
So excited. So
for season 5, episode 57, let's get her started.
Dangerously in Love, her debut.
2003, right? So let's run through the entire track list. And that's kind of, I didn't know if that would be okay, but it'll be a fast run through so people just know, you know, what we got, right? Maybe I'm just stalling.
But I'm gonna say, I don't have it pulled up, so if you
no, I'm pulling it up. Okay, my bad. I probably was stalling, but I just wanted to be able to.
Why are you stalling?
Because this is what a lot of Jesus.
What are you stalling for? I was like, what's going on?
I don't want to do it.
If you do Dangerously in Love, I can do B-Day.
All right, bet. So let me get to the track listing. Okay, so 2003's Dangerously in Love. We had Crazy in Love featuring Jay-Z at number one. That's the opening track. Song, whatever. Then we have Naughty Girl, Baby Boy, Shonda Paul, Hip Hop Star with Big Boy and Sleepy Brown, Be With You, Me, Myself, and I, Yes, Signs featuring Missy Elliott, Speechless, That's How You Like It with Jay-Z, The Closer I Get to You, the Luther Vandross version, Dangerous Love Part 2, the Beyonce interlude, Gift from a Virgo, and Daddy.
Okay, now who you marrying?
Who I feel like we should absolutely do a rock, paper, scissors on who's going to do this first. And we should do it. Yeah, we could flip off every other album. So since I started with this one, it's okay.
Oh, no, I can go ahead and do my Mary first then.
I was going to say, yeah, because I read off the track list. So you have to give your Mary fuck kill list first. Or we can do it, like, you go first and I'll do mine. Okay, so go for your Mary.
Dangerously in Love. I married that bitch. Like, ooh, you just every day just I'm so in love with you. Hell yeah, baby. Give it to me.
Hey. So my Mary is actually Speechless. am good. Like, I love horns. I love layers. I love, like, that song is me wrapped up into, it's like sexy, sultry, smoky. It is a fun song, and I love it.
That's my fuck. Yes, I will
Ooh,
fuck that
I
song.
get
I will fuck
that.
to that song, or I will fuck that song. Like, that is a very
And
good.
that's exactly what I was gonna ask, because when I my fuck for Dangerously in Love is Signs.
Oh,
And
okay.
because I thought about it as like, okay, am I fucking to this song or am I fucking the song?
I
And
did
if I'm
both.
fucking the song, if I exactly both for this one, because if I'm fucking the song, that means I get to fuck the Gambit of Signs. And if I'm fucking to the song, then either way, I get to prove myself as my sign, right?
Look,
Yeah.
so who was
So
your fuck?
my kill is the closer I get to you with Luther Vandross.
So whoa.
I hate it. I hate it. I hate it so much. I'm so sorry.
My kill was Signs.
You would kill Signs?
Would kill Signs, but you would kill the
Nikki?
closer I get to you. Luther Vandross,
I
what? Like
hate.
Missy, yes, but like,
I don't know what
do you know
it
how iconic it is to have Luther Vandross on your debut album?
It absolutely is, but like, I don't remember. Like, was Luther alive at the time? Like, I just felt like, yes, he is a singer, but like, and she's a singer, but I just don't know what it was about me, about them to. I don't like her with male singers often. I don't like
That
her with Justin Timberlake. I don't like her.
she
The
doesn't
only
do
like,
well with Justin Timberlake.
does
Justin
he have a
Timberlake,
song with Usher, or is it just
she
that they have?
does Love in the Club Part Two.
Ooh, don't like it.
Well,
See?
I love her with Usher.
It's fun. It's fun. It's the best of her male featured songs for me, but I don't like her with a lot of. I don't feel like most males can match her.
Match her.
And Luther Vandross, it felt like, yes. And the way that you say it, of like how iconic it is to be able to have Luther Vandross on your debut album in that way, maybe regrets, but I would still kill that hoe.
That's fair. That's fair.
And you
Luther
would
died in
kill.
2005.
He died.
So,
I looked it up. He died in
you know,
05, so he was valid. He wasn't,
I
you
would kill
know. I
Signs.
mean,
Yes.
he validated her. You
Yes.
would kill
I
Signs?
would kill
What
Signs.
makes you want to kill
It's
Signs, my guy?
just, there is just no other song that I would kill. And see, that's how a lot of this came out. It's just like, it's not even, I don't like the song. It's just that there was no
There's
other
nothing
song
else
that
to
I would
kill.
kill besides this song. So nothing
Okay.
against Signs, but like you did, my dude. So
Whew, out of here. Out of here. Okay, so let's get to the next E album.
then we have B-Day, which has Deja Vu featuring Jay-Z, Get Me Body, Sugar Mama, Upgrade You with Jay-Z again, Ring the Alarm, Kitty Cat, Freakum Dress, Green Light, Irreplaceable, Resentment, Listen, and then Encore for the Fans as a hidden track, and Get Me Body Extended. So,
Okay.
what is your list?
Okay, so my Mary is easy. My Mary is Kitty Cat. I fucking love that song. I don't know if Solange wrote it, but it feels very Solange-esque. Like, it feels like, because Dangerously in Love, the album, we didn't get a lot of like sassy, sexy Beyoncé other than Speechless to me. I think Kitty Cat came out and I was like, this motherfucker is grown and sexy and look at her. It was a beautiful video. Did it have a real video or am I just seeing snippets? I don't know. That shit was fun. I love that song. What's your
My
Mary?
Mary Freakum Dress.
Freaking
Yeah.
yes, because everybody got one. Hey, and you know what? God, my head, my cheeks hurt.
It's so, I love that song. It's
This
just,
is so difficult.
it's so hard. So wait, who's your fuck?
Green light.
I don't think I said the name of my song because it's a, she has a Japanese, and she has many editions of this album, but this was also the album with Check Up on it, and that's my fuck. Ooh,
Ooh.
boy, looking like I just that video too, and oh my God, it was, I really liked it. So Now, who's
I love that video. It's pink. It was, wasn't it for the Pink Panther?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
It was very well done. And she was for her sophomore album, I liked it. I think that
because you know, people talk about a sophomore curse. A lot of people come out and their sophomore album, like their debut album does so well that their sophomore album, there's a lot it can't stand up to it. Beyonce did not fail. She did not. She came out the gate and it was only 3 years later. And like you said, there was extended versions of, she was running around probably touring and shit. I don't know, because unfortunately Renaissance was my first out like experience, concert experience with Beyonce. And I know there were a lot of people who were like, these are the motherfuckers we had to compete with. Actually, you didn't have to compete with me. I was very comfortable being in my nosebleed so I could see the full spectrum of the stage. I did not want to stand, even though my section stood the whole time.
That pissed me off. I was like, God dang it, I don't want to stand. These floors are hard. Like, come on.
And we are in the nosebleeds. We are set up to be able to see. Sit the fuck down. But it was also when that motherfucker hit the stage, I stood up and I couldn't sit down. Whatever I would have liked to.
Church girl came on. I said, you know what? Let me get my ass up.
Can we stand the hell on up?
Take some ass.
Okay, baby. When I tell you after that concert, my goddamn step counter said, bitch, what did you do today? I said everything.
Everything.
It was wonderful. But her debut album, there was probably, and she had all these mixes and she probably did some tours and she did her like run around Good Morning America, 8 o'clock in the morning, you know, doing her thing. And then she comes out with this sophomore album and like hit, bow. Every single that dropped was top 10. It charted. This is a wonderful album. So your kill.
Wait, who is your kill?
My kill is Listen.
Oh.
But it's
no,
not.
I feel that.
It was almost resentment. Listen is one of those songs that it got played out.
Yes.
Because of the Dreamgirls soundtrack.
Yes. Because and everybody's go to song when you're like, same Beyonce, it's Listen. Is Lindsay.
Because they want to be able to prove a point. I don't know if it was because of like singing competition song like shows and how people were choosing that song often, but I just got worn out by that song. But resentment, goddamn, like, I was like, oh god, yeah, but it was I think at the time I didn't appreciate it, and now going back to it, I was like, and also how you got that much resentment and make it? I just was like, I had questions. So it was almost resentment, but I just have an older person appreciation for it now. Listen, I still be like, nigga, please, can we not? So I had to kill it. That's yours?
Sugar mama.
Oh my God.
I love the song. When I tell you I love that song, but baby, I cannot get behind the message. I'm not going to be nobody's sugar mama. You got me fucked up.
You are so fucking funny.
She makes it so catchy to be somebody's sugar mama. But babe, are we really about that? No, I'm not living like that, babe.
He makes it seem so cool to pay somebody's motherfucking bills. Are you kidding me?
It sounds so melodic. Like, babe. Like,
you know what? When she said sit on mama lap, I said, can I? I said this motherfucker is sexual.
Like, ma'am, I loved it. I love the song Wrong Message.
I can't get behind that type of fuckery. You gonna trick off that, like that?
You gonna teach these women to do this in this economy?
That goddamn tweet. And it pisses me off because the person who tweeted it, the account that she tweeted it from is no longer there. So when you try to find the original tweet, you only find the remakes of the tweet. But one day this nigga said, these can't be the niggas that Beyonce and them was telling us to cater to. And when I tell you, I motherfucking died.
Hilarious. Because I've seen variations because somebody was like, these can't be the niggas that Dolly Parton was singing Jolene not to take.
Jolene for, don't take him. Bitch, take him. Take him. Be gone. I am leaning towards believing that maybe at the time that Beyonce was considering being a nigga sugar mama, it was because these niggas was worth giving a little bit of salt and sugar too. Maybe, I don't know. Cis men, you know, as a pansexual, cis men are absolutely last. You are so fun. Oh, damn, because she was still with Beyonce. I mean, with Jay-Z.
Yep, and I'm not going to comment on her relationship. She is a grown woman. She do what she do. That ain't for me.
You right. But also, I'm presuming it as like a general thing. She was making it like an anthem for people who felt, you know, that they could take on that position. You ain't got to pay for shit. I could pay for you because you give it so good type thing. And like, I don't, maybe I was influenced more than him.
The way I see Sugar Mama, because I mean, she came from Destiny's Child and then this is her sophomore album because Dangerously in Love was a big hit. She's like, baby, I got money now. And it's just me. I don't got to share with two other niggas.
And what like, was funny is that Dangerously in Love was, I feel like it was the last song that DC3 did, and then she did it again as a solo. So, like, the fact that she was able to take that song and make it even bigger, make it even better, for her to come with B-Day, I felt like there needed to be, like, nobody else has ever done these songs. These are just mine, because you went through the track list. Even the features are not, these are original songs. The closer I get to you, maybe the reason that it was a kill for me also is because I know that song as a Luther Vandross song, and which probably means that it's a Dionne Warwick song because he remade a lot of her songs. Mm-hmm. But I know it. For me, my original is Luther Vandross. I didn't need Beyonce on it. She could have done somebody. She could have picked another Dionne Warwick song that I didn't know and given that to me in a newer version, and I probably would have been in love with it. But I didn't need that from her. B-Day, the entire album was original. There was no remakes. There wasn't anything except listen to this motherfucker blow. Listen to the, you know, the range of it. So,
hella guess. And she had a deluxe version too, because that's also with Flaws and All, Beautiful Liar, If, like.
Hold on. Is that
yeah?
Because Beautiful Liar is one of my favorite songs.
That's because that's what that.
So that's from this extendo.
That's from. Mm-hmm.
I was looking for it, but I didn't know where to look for it all the way.
That's fair. Do you want to change the mirror? You give me Flaws and Alls when we say I do anyway, so I don't see why we need to put it in the mirror song.
Fuck. So that is very difficult. Because this is how depression and shit just eats away at your memory. Because I think I would have known that, but I did not. I literally was like, I'm not going to look at the extendo version, and you always look at the extendo version. Beyonce albums are like fucking Marvel movies.
You always look at the deluxe. I just
always
every album. I can't imagine.
No, I'm not gonna change it. I just am annoyed.
That's fair.
Okay. That's fair. All right. So your kill is Sugar Mama. That's
Sugar Mama.
Just because
like, you can't just be in these streets teaching these women to spoil these ungrateful men, like, girl.
I feel it.
He was young.
Hard no.
Look.
Everybody has to go through their time of tricking off a little bit, I guess.
That's true. That's
or true. You could just learn from the mistake and not do. I don't know.
Look. None of my
business. According to Keeks, kill it. Kill the idea. Kill the idea. Don't even let it go into their earlobes. Not into their eyes, not into their hands. Don't give them the message.
We teach women to compete with each other. but things like sports, or academics.
Affection. Look. Or, yeah, like, it's like, don't teach them. Yeah. Look at you. Deep.
Look. No,
that's so funny.
You know, there's some, like, bow down. Flawless.
Bow down, bitch. Okay. Okay, so.
Anyway. What's the next album?
All right, so 2008, we have I Am Sasha Fierce. So track listing goes. as...
This was my first Beyonce listen through album. Like, listen to this whole album.
With this episode?
I Am Sasha Fierce.
Okay.
This is the first one I listened to all the way through. I was like...
Oh, okay. I got you. So... Okay, so this one for you must have been way difficult, real hard. Okay, no, so track listing is. You said fuck no, because I know exactly what I skipped. No problem. Real easy. You are so funny. Okay, so we have If I Were a Boy, Halo, Disappear, Broken Hearted Girl, Ave Maria, Smash Into You, Satellites, That's Why You're Beautiful. And then we have the Sasha Fierce side, where we have Single Ladies, Radio, Diva, Sweet Dreams, Videophone, Hello, Ego, Scared of Lonely, Poison, and Videophone.
Fuck, I forgot the deluxe. I always forget the deluxe edition, too. So, it's my start. So, I'm going to marry
you. You're married?
My girl, Sweet Dreams.
Baby, about me and you, that's my Mary. That is my favorite Beyonce my song.
Look, when
I don't give a fuck what look, people say about the video.
What's wrong with the video?
There are so many criticisms about the video. They say it's like low budget. They don't like it. They didn't. I don't give a damn. You love... did it then,
goddamn me.
You do it. You do it.
Y'all pissing me off.
Okay. Because I can't do what she do, and I'm not going to play that shit, but I know for a fact that I am also a pop dance house kid. I felt that song. I felt the energy of that song. I felt how it was given. I like that song.
That was
very 90s reminiscent. I love it. Okay, so my fuck is Satellites.
My fuck is Ave Maria.
What the fuck?
I love that song. Oh my god.
You would fuck Ave Maria, or you would fuck to Ave Maria?
I would fuck the song itself in this case.
Okay, because that's
fucking
how we're
to Ave Maria. I don't know. That's a sad ass song to be fucking to.
That's why I was like, okay, but you would fuck the song. You would
fuck the song. Like, that's just sad, a beautiful ass sad.
Your sad sex is Ave Maria.
Like that, I guess. God.
You can change your mind if you want, babe. Because
I'm like... Because the way I wrestled with this album, like, I was like, oh, wait, this is this, and this is this, and this is this. And I was like, you know what? Nah, I think I'm going to keep it. I'm a fuck. Because when I tell you, Scared of Lonely, beautiful. Disappear, beautiful. Broken Hearted Girl, that's my shit.
That's okay. Like, I had a hard time.
This album was beautiful, but I just didn't include them in the list because they were just... It's some you just don't include in your Mary fuck kill list because it's just they're going to stay. They can't be touched.
They're gonna stick, and it's hard because Diva is not my kill. It's not my kill. Don't come for me.
Oh, I was about to say.
It's not. But I just was just like, okay, you're still going to be bad.
Oh, who's your kill? Okay. Oh God.
Okay. Radio. Even with me being like the pop and like the kid that I am, the way that I like.
Oh my god.
Hold on. I don't even know if I can play.
Oh my god. I love that song so much. Like, I didn't
do
even.
Do you? Maybe I played it. Oh.
That's fair.
Maybe it's that.
I had to look at mine. Oh, okay. I don't know how you'll feel about mine. Maybe.
That one was a hard one. I'm not going to lie.
It was. I killed Single Ladies. It was just played out.
It's played out, yeah. You could, and but you know what?
You ask every nigga, what's your favorite Beyonce? Single Ladies, bitch.
You know what?
Way more than that.
Way more songs, but anytime Single Ladies comes on, my ass gonna sing along to it. As much as I'm like ready for it to not be.
And I think that's a lot of my Kill song. It's like, I'm gonna sing along to it. Every once in a blue moon. Look, I would love to hear it every once in a blue moon, maybe. Because it's just either been overplayed or it's just too much.
And maybe that's how I feel about radio. Because, like, video phone... hold on. I don't know if I'm going to be able to... That's why I'm like, I need to hear a clip of radio so my mind can have the ability to say why it is.
No, that's true.
Hold on, I'm push mute so we don't have no copyright infringements. Hold on.
All right. Let's not get sued. Remember, we're allergic to litigation.
Real.
Please enjoy the smooth sound.
I was going to say, because nope, because my mind said, is this taking too long? And literally, I am pretty sure that that's how I feel about the song. I just want to make sure. No, hold on.
If that's how you feel, babe, because you're not obligated to like all of these songs.
She sound real around the house.
I'm done. Okay.
You know, I think sound like real around the house. That's what it is. I didn't want to say it like that, but that's exactly what it is.
You are so fucking funny. Oh my God. That's fair though.
But Single Ladies, I get it. But you know what? If I was on a cruise, a carnival cruise.
Yes.
And I had been drinking.
Every once in a while though. Every once in a while, maybe when I'm out, I want to have fun. I want to party. Not at a club. I don't want to hear Single Ladies at a club.
Not at a club. Not at a concert in between artists when it's a summer bash or some shit. I don't want to hear Single Ladies no more. I don't. Mm-mm. I don't. Because at this point, no one cares to put a ring on it. No one wants to get married anymore. Like, it's not aging badly. It's just that we can move past it.
We can. Because he did put a ring on it.
She has her ring on it. She threatened the nigga. She got it. She's good.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Queer love ultimatum. I don't fucking know. We're good. We're good.
So then we have four. And that has 1+1. I Care. I Miss You. Best Thing I Never Had. Party featuring Andre 3000. Rather Die Young. Start Over. Love on Top, Countdown, End of Time, I Was Here, Wonder World Girls, and then a deluxe edition had Lay Up Under Me, School and Life, and Dance for You. And then like a lot of Wonder World Girl remixes, club remixes. So who is for four? I wonder why she named it that. You're Mary.
End of Time is... That's my Mary.
That's your Mary. Okay. My Mary is I Was Here.
That's where I was struggling because this album
it's well crafted.
Oh, it's very well crafted. And it's right behind. And the only reason I'm about to get real into some shit. Do you know the name Diane Warren?
Diane Warren.
Diane Warren is this white woman American songwriter. She has all kinds of awards. She has Academy Awards, Grammy Awards, Emmy Awards, Golden Globes, all kinds of shit, right? Billboard Songwriter of the Year. But there is like this conspiracy that there, because she does, literally her genres are so various. So she has pop, R&B, soul, pop rock, okay? This is the range of it. Since 1983, she's been present. But for some reason, it seems like if you want to have a number one hit, Diane Warren has had her hand in a little bit of everything. So I'm just going to give you, I'm just going to name off some of her top 10 hits. let's see. Let's not even name songs. Let's just go with group names, okay? The Barge, Starship, Chicago, Cher, Milli Vanilli, Michael Bolton, Roberta Flack, Celine Dion, Shanice, Ace of Base, Toni Braxton, Monica, Leanne Rimes, Aaliyah, Escape, Aerosmith, Brandy,
Damn.
Gloria Estefan, Christina Aguilera, Faith Hill, Brandy, like,
ma'am,
Beyonce, she's everywhere. So, do I like the song? Yes. Yeah. I struggled to have that be my Mary because I'm like, is it the conditioning of me knowing Diane Warren's pen game? I was here is deep is so that's why I went with End of Time because I saw as soon when I was going through it I was like and I paused and that's why I was like End of Time it's an okay but yes Diane Warren
wow
she's a thug in these streets yo she be out here she has been around for a 1983
wow.
So what is your fuck?
1+1
Okay.
We can fuck to that song. And let's make us a nah, let me stop.
You are so make a what? Say it.
What is their fuck song?
Okay. So this is also me being a weirdo, but my fuck song is Countdown. Okay.
No. Okay. I want to hear. What happened here?
Picture it. Sicily, 1922. I'm an old bitch. So when I went through this and I saw in the track listing that she had Boyz II Men at credited as writers, like the individual members of Boyz II Men, I said, now why the fuck is that? And I had to sit with it because she is referencing a song by them called Ah, and I want to say that's what it is. But it is it's my favorite Boyz II Men song. And if that's what, because they do, is that the song they do a countdown in? And even if it's not, as soon as I saw their names, I thought of that song. Mm-hmm. So that's what made me think of it. I want to make sure, but, okay. So what is your, it is, I'm a baby. When I tell you, a beast at this. So I would. If you don't know Ah by Boyz II Men, it's on their debut album. And that song was so fucking sexual, they could not make it a single. So anyone who knows it is a deep cut listener. I should not know that song. It is nasty and old. But when I heard that countdown for the first time, it gave me something. And I didn't know why it was sexual. And in doing this episode, I figured it the fuck out. Spirit, don't lie.
Okay. Mm.
So your fuck is what now?
1+1
All right, I'll give you that. But y'all are definitely 1+1 You know, very, we can't have no group sex. We can't have no 3+2 Like, what we doing?
Look. Hush.
Ain't no equal sign.
We can add another one.
You better. Okay, shut me up. Did that. You did the fuck. My bad. See, I need to stop laughing because you got me snorting on this fucking mic and I don't man. My kill song is the best thing I never heard.
Whoa there. Back that up. What's wrong with that song?
Because you turned out to me. Listen.
That was a cute ass song and video. Like, stop playing.
I feel it gives me, I don't know why, but let me look it up. It gives me, oh shit, it's Babyface. Damn. It was giving me, you know what it is? It's because it gives me Neo energy.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's fair. Like, I would not want to be associated with that.
And granted, Irreplaceable is a great song, whatever, whatever, whatever. And Beyonce is a great motherfucker, so she is the best thing that a lot of, you know, niggas have had and fucked up and whatever. But it's just like the big up of yourself. Like, girl, some people are, it's okay to have experiences with people and to break up and it not be some horrible thing. And now you got to, like, you know. So I guess in...
Because I'm wondering, you know what? No, because I was like, if you've been with Jay-Z all this time, baby, who is the best thing you never had?
What, like your high school boyfriend, the one who taught you how to drive backwards? Like, I mean, he taught you how to parallel park. Like, what?
They keep posting the same damn picture online and be like, oh, I shouldn't have fumbled Beyonce at prom. Like, nigga,
that's it. And also, I like to think of things not necessarily in the way of this being a her thing, but maybe she's speaking about somebody else's experiences. If she is a storyteller. I'm thinking of Beyonce as a storyteller. And even for me in that, in her being a storyteller, that there does not always have to be a villain in a breakup story.
I like the revenge aspect of it. Like, you blew it. I don't know. I like revenge stories.
Because
but like,
glow
it's
up
like,
story,
you blew
have,
it. And like, you know, look at me. I'm so happy. And look at you.
I wasn't the problem. It was always you. It, you know.
Now my teal song is Run the World, Girl.
I'm not mad at that at all.
That is my song though, because when it come on, I'll be like, hell yeah. But like, babe,
when it comes on, I be with the shits, but I could absolutely do without it most times Not because I don't like it. Like you said, it's just because when it comes on, I'm like, oh shit, I forgot about this song. And then
I listen to like half and then change it.
You know what it is? I like the video.
The video was nice, yeah.
I like
the video. It's just and I feel like that's the only thing that's keeping me tethered to that song. Because if she didn't do a visual to that song, I probably wouldn't have liked it like that view.
So I would have had to, yeah, it was very different. And the way that they say that it originally was and her change up of it, very different.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm hot, baby. We about halfway there, though. All right. So then we have her self-titled album.
Yes.
Beyonce. And did I do the track listing for the last one? That's you, right?
I did 4, yeah. So you have to do...
This me? Okay, yep. So we have Pretty Hurts, Haunted, Drunk in Love, Blow, No Angel,
now
Partition, Jealous,
this is hard.
Rocket, Mine, EXO, Flawless, Superpower, Heaven, and Blue.
This was a beautiful, because it dropped the way it dropped. Of course, I listened to this album all the way through. I didn't even listen to 4 all the way through, but like, because it was such a big deal.
This was my album. This was
self-entitled. Mind you, this is also the album with 7-Eleven on it.
Nigga, yeah. Because you have to do it like Marvel. Golly.
The deluxe, because I only remember that because I was like...
Because 7-Eleven and Ring Off.
Yes. And it was one
more. Standing on the Sun.
Yep. So, I'm about to say, I can go first if you want to change something.
I have to reevaluate.
Okay. So,
okay, you go first. What's your Mary?
Rocket. Because, bitch. Ooh. Every night. Every day. That shit was beautiful. She was basically orgasming on the goddamn song. Like,
have you heard the ad libs where like Twitter has some, one of these Twitter pages has like just the back cut of her doing
look, it's very much yes. It's I love that song. Like, I would definitely marry that every day. We can do it every day, babes. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
All right. Oh. My Mary is Blow.
No, I feel that.
Love that. That was song.
A very okay. No, I see that. Especially
I with... love that song.
Yeah. I feel like that fits.
And guess
too.
Who's one of the writers?
Who?
Justin Goddamn Timberlake in there. Nigga, as oh, much ain't that some shit. Damn. But you know what it is? I really do feel like Blow, and cause Rocket is absolutely like duh, right? But like mm-hmm. I feel like Blow, like I feel like Renaissance was made for the girls who got Blow. You were so
every
funny.
Every day. Every day.
Look. Ooh, it's the sweetest in the middle, look. Baby. She said, you gonna make sure, must be good to you. Heck, like, I said, what? She's nasty. And that video was wonderful. It is the skating rink. It is, like, the fluorescent, black. The glow in the dark. I loved it. And the fact that Beyonce was out there skating, I was like, oh, I wish I could skate. Like, I love that song.
Look, I wish I could skate.
Yeah. So, ooh, what is your fuck?
Drive a roll up the partition, please.
Mm.
That was a moment.
It was a time.
That is just one of my favorite songs off that album. It's hard to judge, but like top five, definitely. Who is your fuck?
I struggled with this. I literally have three songs written down, and that's why I kept staring at the screen like this.
I want to hear. Okay, give me a first, second, and third place.
First is Superpower.
Superpower, yeah, with Frank Ocean. Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's very fun, and I think that's because Frank Ocean gives a different type of sex.
That song, I don't. Yeah,
you know, it's something about. It seems like a different. I'm gonna leave it just like that. Frank Ocean's vibe feels like a different type of sex. Second place was Haunted.
That was a song. I love that song, fam. Ooh. That was the sound of that song.
It's that.
It's so beautiful.
It's melodic.
Even with the, and I'm just imagining, I can't help imagining a music video with it. So It's just, oh my God, that's a beautiful, beautiful choice.
But then my dumbass has mine in there. Like, just be out of the possessiveness. And like, you know, that just felt dumb.
And it's only, the only reason why I don't like that song is because Drake is on it.
It's because Drake's
on
it.
Let's be real. That is the way she did that music video for that song was very beautiful.
And it's just the video. That
because Drake was on it, he annoyed me. I just.
So, okay, then what's your kill?
Drunk in Love. And I stand on that 10 toes deep. That's not even their best song together. That's not even their best song together. They it's can not. Go without it. Like, come on. It's Why not. Did you even put that on that? You know what? Let me not.
I'm not mad.
What's your key?
Y'all gonna be mad at me.
Oh my God. What did you say?
Flawless.
No, I feel that.
I like it, but...
Every once in a while. It's not a track that I would go out and seek, unfortunately. If out of all the songs on that album, it's not a track that I would go out and to seek if I'm like feeling reminiscence. Even though it was like a major single on that track. Like, There's so much other work on here
that is so fun. I do think that I could have rocked with Drunk in Love, but only like that. I think I will actually switch it to Drunk in Love because of the Eat the Cake. Jay-Z always fucking some shit up.
Look, I just don't think he was needed. Like, if you're gonna do a song, you don't have to put him on it. That's why you got.
I didn't appreciate knowing that Jay-Z's penis was hooked to the left. Didn't need to know. It was very detailed.
And I get why she put it on it, because it's like, oh, let me and my man show, you know, talk to
mommy,
you about how
we fuck. Thank you to mommy. Oh, my man. And mommy, thank you to my... But you know what?
To see my husband. I'm happy. And we get it, babe. We get it. You love this man.
That's her.
We
and get you know it. What? But I could have done I could have had an entire song, Drunken Love, of Beyonce just speaking on her drunkenness and giving her sexuality. And knowing that it was about him, because that I wouldn't have taken as if she was singing it about someone else. But I didn't need Jay-Z on there either.
I
And
didn't need him.
that specific line, he's too good of a rapper, he's too good of a lyricist, that felt lazy. And maybe he was drunk when he wrote it, but even still, it felt lazy. And so I switched. Flawless is, I would still sing it like in a
That's
club, in a
definitely the
whatever setting when it
understudy.
comes on. I'ma sing it. It's number two, but I'm with you on Drunken Love. I can kill that bitch.
I just, I need it. I need
Don't
it.
need it.
Then we have.
So
Wait, what? I'm already. I don't even know what's going on. What's what? What?
I'm nervous. Okay.
For lemonade?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because are you ready for what I'm about to admit?
What?
I've never seen Lemonade, the visual album.
I've seen some of the visual album. I haven't seen all of it.
Ooh, I love you so much. I
Like,
have seen
I'm
parts.
not that much of a, I don't have to see all of Beyonce's visuals to like her
I was
song.
nervous to admit that because Babe is like, what do you mean? Because she has, she when
She
we
did a
first
wonderful
started
job with
dating,
the visuals. I'll tell her that, but like,
it's just Babe was just like, how have you not, when I have tried to show you this so many times? I was like, that's the thing. When we first started dating and this had come out, we would be like doing stuff, like she would put it on and we would be so excited and doing like other things or engaging with like other people in like the different like different places that we would be trying to watch this. I've seen it in clips.
yeah, and
But
I think
like I
that's
don't
enough.
it because
Because
I know that it's great.
I
I
know
do
that
that,
it's great.
I know
Like,
it's great. I don't need to see
I
all of it, do
don't
I?
need to see it all on. But I
I
mean,
guess I
what I
did.
did see, I really liked. So
I liked it.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, but I was nervous to admit that I have not seen this visual album, and I know for a lot of people this was like their maybe their reawakening, maybe the awakening. I don't know. It was fun, but I have not seen the full thing all the way through.
A lot of people really like this album. I see why though. So
I
we have
did too.
Pray You Catch Me. We got Hold Up. Don't Hurt Yourself featuring Jack White. Sorry, 6 Inch featuring The Weeknd. Daddy Lessons, Love Drought, Sandcastles. We got Forward. Freedom with Kendrick Lamar. Forward has Blake, James Blake. Sorry, it looked it weird. That's why I was like, what?
No, I don't
But
blame him.
and then All Night and Formation. Did I say sorry? I did say sorry. Okay. Because they do have like a original demo version of Sorry. So
Which interesting, right?
it was, yeah, I'll give it that. Who is your Mary?
So my Mary is Daddy Lessons.
That's so cute.
Not because of the name connotation, my nigga. I toss my headband at you. You know me. Nigga, it is the horns. It is the country music. It is
That's
my daddy
why
tells you. Babe,
I said
you,
it. Look,
because you know me. Because it's
I know
not the
you.
connotation. It is not, you know what I'm
I'm a
saying?
I don't know if y'all know, but I borrowed Mo's car and I couldn't figure out how to get it off of the country station. So I was stuck listening to country. By the time I was done, I knew all the songs by heart. I was like, oh my God, she'd have converted me.
I love country music. And the first time I heard Daddy Lessons, I said, stop everything. I played that bitch back like four times.
That is a good song. And it
It's
is her
such a good
own country
song.
song. Like, and I love the way she transcends genders like that. So
And the fact that
that
she had such that uproar on CMT and being up there on stage with the Dixie Chicks and all of that, like it was so much controversy behind it. That's when I was like, damn, this bitch really be upsetting y'all for real. This is a good song. Like, what is going on?
Look, what is wrong? They said, ain't no nigga
Ain't
about to
no
say get your
nigga.
songs by
We
any means.
don't want Okay, so what is your
Oh
Mary?
my Mary is All Night. That is my song. Off of that whole album, that is my baby.
Only.
Long All Night.
No.
Oh,
You are so right. You do. You said, not that one. Not that one. We're on Lemonade. This is how you know I have not seen that all the way through.
It's a beautiful. It's a, that's the, My Torturer Became My Remedy. I don't like that. I don't approve of that part, but everything else. Everything else.
Have I blacked that out?
God.
You know me. I'm all, wait, hold on. Yes. Let me hear the cadence. Because my mind immediately went to We Be All Night. And you're like, no, no, no. That's not it.
Okay. Oh my God, is the bridge
let me think. How do the bridge go?
So many people that I know, they just want to touch you.
Oh!
There you go. I was like, how does the song go?
Song, okay.
Yeah, that is my bad.
I love that song. I like that song. My bad.
I was like, wait.
I guess my ass should actually sit down and listen to it or something.
So
I got stuck on Daddy Lessons. I'm not going to lie.
So then who is your fuck?
My fuck is Don't Hurt Yourself. I think it's mostly because of, you know me, guitar.
Yeah.
It doesn't take much to get me to be like, I love it. But I was absolutely stuck between that and Sandcastles because I like...
That's my fuck. Look, we got it. Sandcastles was definitely my fuck.
Yes, Lord. And I get you a why.
Look. Oh my God. That was, and I actually struggled between Sandcastles and Love Drown for fuck. So
because Love Drought was potentially going to be my Mary, but I really like Daddy Lessons. It doesn't matter what's happening. If a song's on, I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
You know, so, but Love Drought is very, I love that song too. So
I don't know. Sandcastle won that shit. I'm scared to Joe Keely.
So scared to act with Joe Keely. I'm scared to. It's freedom.
Now you didn't. Oh my. now, can we just. Why? What happened? What? I love that song. Like, and I. So I love the fact that Kendrick Lamar and Beyonce are like work husband and wife. I did not like his remix on America Has a Problem. Like, I kind of lost favor with him with the whole Miles Morales and the whole fag thing. And, like, I was like, okay, you don't.
I didn't even know why I stopped rocking with Kendrick Lamar in the same way. I just knew that I don't need my trauma given back to me by name in my music.
By someone who has never experienced that trauma. Like, that's just like
No. Person. I'm not, because he named, like, Trayvon, there's a couple of people named that he dropped in Freedom.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about, my bad.
Okay. Do you know, y'all gonna be mad at me too. I haven't listened to that version of America's Got a Problem because the first one is good with me.
I don't need it.
I don't need to listen to it. I've heard that it's decent. I don't think that it would not be. I just don't need to hear it because I'm good with what she gave me the first time.
Yeah.
And I like Dochi's version better.
Like, she was right there. This nigga, and then my thing is with Renaissance, you just put this nigga just had an album talking about, oh, I just learned from all of this ignorance that I had before, but you sit here saying fag like 50, 11 times and you're not even a faggot. Like, shut the fuck up. Why did you put him on this gay ass album? Girl, she pissed me off.
And I didn't need him on that gay ass album. So I think, like, Freedom, as much as it is a good song and the power behind it, and Freedom, you know, Kendrick being the type of artist that he is, I understood it. I got it. I think it's a powerful song. I just don't necessarily need my trauma to be named and given back to me in my music. So for me, him saying and name dropping bodies,
all of these, yeah.
I didn't need it. And so that's my kill. Yeah. What's yours?
That's fair. Sorry. I ain't sorry.
No.
The video. Beautiful. It's just, And it's and again, it's nothing against it. It's just there is just too many songs on here. I just
that there's so many good songs. Yeah, yeah.
That was it really when just... I could feel comfortable killing, and I was like, okay.
Look, because your response to freedom, you said, "Nigga, how did you get there?"
Well, just that I really like that song. When I heard them together, I was like, wow, I didn't think that you guys would go together this well.
And it does. It's not that I dislike it in that way. It just really is like the, like I said, it's just that one part of it.
I think what's holding me to freedom is they had a specific performance and I can't even remember where, but it was like all like water and like.
Yes. Was it?
That specific performance is holding me to that song.
A music award?
I think so. I can't remember which one, but
Grammys? It was. That's them. Grammys is musical.
Oh, yes.
Okay,
but I'm like, I don't know if it was that one or I don't know. But I remember them performing it, and I was like,
or like the American Music cool. Awards. I think it was actually that one of. I think it was that. And that was a very awesome performance. The fact that he got Beyonce to come back out and do performance for a show like that. Because, you know, for a while she wasn't. It was magnificent to be able to see her. Because, nigga, anytime they be like, and next, and they even have anything near saying, like, she gonna be there. I'd be like, you niggas is lying. I ain't even seen her in the audience yet. So it was nice that she pulled back out. But, yeah. Oh, I like Sorry. I like the randomness of the cadence. Yeah, it's just the cadence is very interesting. So we skipped Everything Is Love and The Lion King, The Gift, because they seemed like, number one, it's Everything Is Love is a collaborative album, and The Lion King, The Gift is a production version. Did we have picks? Yes. But they do not count as just her studio album and discography. So that brings us to Renaissance 2022, which, bless you,
if you don't know it, we're questioning why you're no, I'm kidding.
No, nah, but like, bless her for making this album, bless her for so many, for how many names that she has on production, the writers, the teams that she worked with, how many queer people she was able to lift up with this, how many, like, she's the creativity. Like, okay, so I guess this is where we can do a little bit more of a spiel about how you felt about the concert.
Oh, my God. I feel like I've expressed everything because I'm just like, it just feels like a fever dream, honestly.
Doesn't it? I feel like I know that I went. And I feel like, can I go again? Can I go again?
Me and my cousin was looking up Houston tickets because, you know, Meg Thee Stallion was supposed to, or rumors that Meg Thee Stallion was supposed to perform with her. And I would love to have seen Meg.
So. That nigga better not pop out with nobody else. Because listen, Atlanta won. So why everybody else get stuff?
Everybody, look.
Why they get stuff? Why they get swag bags?
I don't like it at all.
I appreciate this album. I feel like because Everything Is Love and The Gift were both awesome albums. Production-wise, you were able to see a little bit more of Beyonce's mindset when she did The Gift, but it was also her like touching on African artists, and you know, that was fun to see that from her. Everything Is Love, you know, you and your husband. I have songs that I like from there.
But like,
do you want... You no, like with?
I mean, it's you, but it's not you by yourself.
And but I was going to say, you gonna name it? Yeah. Okay, but it's just, it's because it's a collaborative thing. And I think that if I were to vote against a song or for a song, for the most part, they aren't because of her. So that's kind of why.
Yeah. And then that'd be very, y'all gonna be like, oh, why y'all like this song? Well,
yeah. So Renaissance was her by herself again, except for she wasn't. She was supported by so many people. She was supporting so many people.
Because I remember when this came out, it took me like a year to get into it. Because I'm very slow with albums. Like before, when this was coming out, I was just listening to Something for the Hotties. And before that, it was Carter Five. I get stuck on albums. I get stuck on them. And then it's just
I remember when you were stuck on Carter Five. That was fun.
Look, it was so much fun. And I still go back and visit that album because it's a very good album. But like, I get stuck on albums and it takes me a while to get to them. So then this came, I listened to Something for the Hotties. I got tired of Carter Five because I was like, I didn't play that out. And I got to this and I was like, because at first I was, and I've talked to another queer friend of ours, not Black though, but another queer friend of ours. And they were like, well, why did she make this album anyway? And she's not queer. And I was like, I had those thoughts at first too. And I had to listen to it. And I was like, oh, she made this for the Blacks.
She made this for the black queers, for us to be celebrated. And the, like I said, the creativity that came out of people to be able to go to this, people showed the fuck up. I think it's also to say that, like, as a music person, the music and, like, the influences on her life, it says something about the fact that a Black cishet woman made a queer album as a nod to and to appreciate so many queer people, because queer people are influential, and especially in the industry she works in, we are everywhere. So yeah. I think that for her to do this was awesome. And like, if you see how many names that she credits on this album, she paid so many people.
Yeah.
Like, put money in their pocket. It wasn't just, oh, I appreciate you and I can make the album. She showed appreciation and it was tangible. You know what I'm saying? So, track list. I'm That Girl, Cozy, Alien Superstar, Cuff It, Energy, Break My Soul, Church Girl, Plastic Off the Sofa, Virgo's Groove, Move, Heated, Thick, All Up in Your Mind, America Has a Problem, Pure Honey, and then Summer Renaissance.
Now, this was the hardest one, honest to God. I said
it was not for me because
Really? I said you're going to make me choose between my babies?
Okay, so what is your Mary?
Church Girl.
Okay, you already know. Church Girl is my Mary, but right behind it is Energy. Like, Energy.
Okay.
I would be a sister wife. I would be, y'all would be, Energy. That's my song. And not because of the Cuff It Challenge, but because on stage, go crazy. Like, I think it's whenever she decides to go into and touch on and get African artists. And, like, it's something about it. I love it. So, okay, so what's your fuck?
Heated. Because that's my baby.
Drake? You know that nigga wrote it.
Really? Oh.
I got to send you... I'm sorry. I have to send you the audio of him doing the original.
I fucking hate him. But that song is like gold. That song. Oh my god!
Eight down. The man ate down.
Bitch. Oh my god! Sis really wrote this.
Sis wrote it.
Look. Okay.
He put on that lip gloss, pucker thin lips, and said, "10, 10, 10,
boy." He said, let me get into it. I feel
and good. did it the fuck well. I'm going to find that audio for you because that shit is funny. Got a lot of bands, got a lot of tepiday, y'all mad. You gotta hear how he says it. Oh, it's so funny.
Oh my god. Okay. I just talked shit about mine. Look at
that's okay. That's okay. If you want to make reevaluations, I'm with it.
That's my bad. I'm not. That fan clicker, everything about that song is a masterpiece.
It's so good.
What's your fuck?
So my fuck is Virgo's Groove.
Okay.
Virgo's Groove seems like 70s drugs. It seems like specifically the ad-libs. It's not the entire song. Baby. Psychedelics and feather touches and peace and sensory, and it feels like sex to me. Yes. And specifically some of the ad-libs are what, like, I initially was going, if y'all didn't know, me and Keeks both went to Renaissance as Church Girl. It was kind of the theme of our outfits. Initially I was gonna go as Virgo's Groove because I am, just like I said, Blow gives me that same energy. This album was for the girls who got Blow. And it was for Virgo's Groove is for the girls that were Like, think of go-go dancing and like it just, it's a vibe. I love it so much.
Now I want to hear what your kill is.
Oh, my kill is easy though, because I'll do it first because I don't got no qualms. Cuff it. Bye, nigga.
Now why?
That fucking challenge vibe.
Oh no, okay, I get that.
Oh, and that, won't you cuff it, cuff it, cuff it, cuff it, baby.
I can see like a duet choreography with that song and just like dancing the night away. That song is gorgeous to me.
That you said a duet dancer, if it was some like Midwest steppers or like some, that would be fun as shit. Seeing people skate in a skating rink to that though isn't as fun to me as any other song on the album. Like every other song on the album, people would skate to it and I would be like, oh, cuff it. Until they did the remix, I was good.
I'm scared to say it, but.
Oh yeah, because if it ain't cuff it, what is it?
Break My Soul.
Oh, okay, that's fine. I get that.
I was about to say, they just played it out. And it was because it was the single. But when it comes to that, yada, 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 look, I be. But the way it just was overplayed. But that little, get it? I can, but I would have to like skip it afterwards. I'm like, you, I love it, but baby, you played it too much.
I literally skip Cuff It so that I can get right straight on the energy. Like, that's how I feel about it. But I will also occasionally skip Break My Soul. But if it's been a while, then because the transition from energy Break My Soul into Church Girl was so fucking flawless, I do not skip it. Like, I typically won't. I'll do, I only skip it if I need to listen to energy 3 times.
That's fair. If anything, I'm so sorry. I skip Break My Soul and Energy.
You skip Energy?
It's a very nice song. I feel like because I was late to it, I missed the La La La's, and I feel like I would have loved it and I would have fell in love with it a little bit more if I had the La. Like, I saw the little preview for it and I said, oh my God, I feel like that makes a whole lot of difference with the songs, the little La La La's.
I did not get that either. And legit, it was like, I listened to it the night that it dropped, but I got to like cuff. I don't know where I got, but I needed to go to sleep. So when I woke up in the morning, I started the album over and listened to it all the way through on my route. And by the time I got to there, it was gone already. So that controversy was real fast. Real fast. Yeah. She moved real quick. But Serena Claudio was a writer on Plastic on the Sofa. This is why you shouldn't look up at some shit. Because bitch, what?
Plastic on the Sofa, man.
How you get here, girl?
That's a sex song. That is very much
a sex song.
I like the way she did that too, because it's like Plastic off a Sofa, Virgo's Group. I feel like those two go together. I cannot imagine.
Girl into Plastic off the Sofa into Virgo's Groove, motherfuck. It is.
Love it.
So, yes. This was wonderful. So this is our very challenging, but you know what? For her to have 8 studio albums. Wait, oh, I'm sorry. I have Everything Is Love and it's not supposed to be 7. Yeah, because it really would be 9 if we had The Gift. But for her to be working as long as she has, she said that, you know, she appreciates that she's been able to do this as long as she has. I don't think that I regret having Renaissance be my first Beyonce concert experience, because she is having so much fun, and the work that she put into being a perfectionist before, we get to see that plus the enjoyment. So, and the album reflects that too, I think.
I don't know if I mentioned it, but I was like, because of the concert experience of Renaissance, it made me miss other people's eras of music. And this is the era that I'm glad that I caught. I don't think I would have been as hype as I was for maybe like the, because I feel like she's done tours. She's done Eliminate. She's done the On the Run tour. She's mm-hmm. done all of these tours, but I just feel like because I was there for this Renaissance one, that one, that's a moment, babe. That is.
And my sister, my sister and my other sister actually went to Lemonade, and they went together and they had such a fun time. And I wish at that point that I would have been able to go, but I only, other than the singles, nigga, I knew Daddy Lessons. What am I going to go to the whole concert for?
And that's the thing. I didn't even know all of Lemonade, so.
I hadn't watched it. Me and Babe had just started dating, so of course there was a lot of transition for me too. Hold Up was my shit. Yes. Hold Up, they don't love, because I was going through a breakup. So it was like, what a wicked way to treat the one who loves, like that's, baby, it was a time. Yes. But when yes. I tell you, when I got to Daddy Lessons, I paused everything, like everything. My daddy said, shoot. I said, boy, what? And literally, it cracks me up because I will sing it in various, like my mind, even the way that I just sang it was like Cheryl Lynn from Archer. It is so fun to me. I have so much fun with that song. So this was difficult, but happy birthday, Beyonce. Beyonce. Yes,
happy birthday. Happy
Thank
birthday.
You for the experience. This was wonderful. And yes. Oh yeah, God. Y'all know what it is. This is season 5, episode 57. It's a MFK with Beyonce.
Yeah, I love that. It rhymed too. So catch us on episode 58. We're going to be doing Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's it. Dun, dun, dun. That is it, y'all.
Love you guys. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.